You're listening to Jai Long, and this is Make Your Break. Hey, Make Your Breaker. Hey, over the years, I've been teaching so many different strategies when it comes to marketing and lead generation. And one thing is for sure, I always talk about you need to expand your inner circle. Your network is your net worth. So it's really important that we do get along with the people in our industry and we expand our reach and get in front of everybody. And a viral giveaway is literally the thing that can help you get there. Now, today I actually talked to one of my students inside the Six Figure Business Map. Her name's Annalise Page, and she's a photographer from Washington and she does some really cool stuff. One thing that she's done that has really kind of captured my attention and my imagination is she's created this viral giveaway that's now up to $22,000 worth of services from different people in her area. And she has really gamified it and created a whole new framework on top of the framework that I teach in the course, which is really cool. I love seeing people's spins on things, and I love it when someone gets really creative and they create something completely different to what I've done in the past. So I think I might even take a couple of her ideas and implement them next time when I'm doing something, but really cool. So at the very start, she's going to talk about how she's done it. And then at the end of this episode, she's going to ask me some questions. We go into a bit of a mentoring session. So I help her work out ways that she can sort of level up her viral giveaway. But to be honest, she's already doing an amazing job. So I kind of just did the last little 5% that hopefully gets her even further out into the stratosphere with her brand, with her business, with her passion, with her project and everything else. Now, I do want to let you know that the Six Figure Business Map is actually open for application. So if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I want to get into a community like this and I want to start making more money in my business and I want to start scaling up, then a six-figure business map is definitely for you. And if it's not, I'll let you know, because you do need to go over and actually apply. You got to put in your website, social media account, and you got to tell me why you want to be part of the program. I personally go through everyone's websites and everything else, and I'm the one that says yay or nay on the application. So if you feel like you're ready, then definitely head over. And if you're not ready, totally fine, still head over and I'll send you the link, the prices, all that kind of stuff on the application. You can hit a link down below, so that's sixfigurebusinessmap.com, and you'll see the application page from there. Other than that, last little thing, there's actually a workbook or cheat sheet for this episode as well. So if you want to jump on that cheat sheet, you can head over to jailong.co/269. That's jailong.co/269. I'm going to have a link straight down below in the show notes right here as well on your favorite app, if you're listening to Spotify or Apple or wherever it is. But yeah, definitely go over and download that. And in that cheat sheet, I'm going to walk you through how to do a viral giveaway. So I thought, why not create something so you can do it as well and demystify it and make it as easy as possible. It's completely free and it's for you, my friend. So head over to jailong.co/269. Let's get into today's episode. Annalise, so good to have you on the show today. So you are a sailor from the Six Figure Business Map. You recently have done a big giveaway, and today we are going to jump in on how that's all gone for you and maybe some tips and tricks on how we can sort of take that to another level. But before we get into all of that, I'd love for you to just introduce yourself and say hello.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Annalise Page, and I'm your favorite super chill photographer that you've not met yet. I'm based in Walla Walla, Washington, and I specialize in photographing humans at wonderful milestones. That's my jam. So like weddings, elopements, when you start your business, when you have a baby, you know, like all those wonderful chapters of life. Random fact, I also do bereavement photography. So I'm just ecstatic. This is the second year I've hit six figures after joining Business Map.
Yep.
And I didn't even freaking implement all of the things that I told myself I would, but here I am, accidentally raging success. So
you didn't even need to implement all the things, did you?
No, honestly, I really didn't. And I should. And I know I have like a whole list of stuff I still have to do, but I wanted to get it one step at a time. So,
well, I'll let you in on a little secret. There is no time that list ever disappears. I've got to be honest with you. The list is always there. And in fact, the more success you get, the longer the list gets, because the more things that you want to do and the more things that you want to achieve and optimize and everything else, man, that list is the bane of my existence. I still look at my list. I was like, I thought that was going to be finished in 2015. It's still there, getting bigger. So that sounds really interesting. So you're basically a photographer that's doing a lot of really cool niches and just getting out there and making things happen by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Because who's going to tell me no? Like, nobody tells me no. I just go after what I want and then it just happens.
It's awesome. So before you first joined the business, Matt, were you making six figures from your business?
Oh, heck no, man. I was like, that's actually a joke.
Tell me about it.
I didn't even track my stuff. Like, maybe I was barely able to make ends meet. I was barely even being able to buy my groceries. That's how I quantify things. Like, I have a traumatic injury. So it makes me look at the world a little different or differently. So I don't like quantifying my business success in financial numbers, but more so like, hey, you have investment for old you. You have investments and retirement and like you're paying your bills and your pantry is full. And that's how I'm quantifying success for myself. Although let me tell you, six figures sure doesn't freaking hurt.
Oh, no. And I absolutely agree, to be honest. Like, I feel like for me, I don't know what it is. I think just growing up really poor, you have this like sense of pride when you have a full pantry or a full, like a full fridge. When I open up my fridge, I'm like, man, I have so much food in there. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm like, okay, that's success.
Comfort. No more powdered milk. You can get the real thing.
Exactly. Powdered milk is definitely what I grew up on too. And also it's the bills. Like, you know what it's like when there's like those bills that are sort of lingering in the back of your mind and you haven't paid for them, or you put them on your credit card, or maybe you just can't make it this month. And just that feeling all the time of just always being behind, never actually being in front, and like getting rid of that feeling, like that is better than making six figures. It's just like, oh.
You can think about other things now that your basics are taken care of.
And unfortunately, so many people's basics are not taken care of. And that's just the sad thing in the world right now.
For sure. From one former poor kid to another former poor kid, like, how cool is it to not have that fear when you swipe your card at the grocery store? Like, oh, is it going to go through?
And totally.
It is. Boom. Yeah, I can get those organic rice cakes.
It is so good. And it's so good that you have shown up and made it happen. And so, like, I feel like, you know, sometimes like people put the credit onto like the business map and things like that. But I've got to be honest, it's not the business map and it's not me and it's not anything else. It's you deciding to invest in yourself and then like showing up and actually implementing and doing the work and stuff, because my course doesn't do the work for you. And so I think like it's just such a huge credit to someone like yourself that made that all happen for yourself.
Thank you. You only get the reward of the work you put in. And while you're so right, like it sure would be nice to be able to like wave a magic wand and have everything like appear magically done, but you have to invest in yourself. And you were actually, the business map was the very first time I ever spent money on anything for continuing.
Wow.
Like before then, everything I learned was for free on the internet. And had I known better, everything is so like divinely timed. So I make
you. It always is. Well, yeah. You know what? It's a good experience that you joined us first, because actually I would say a lot of people actually come to us after they've been in another program. And then they're like, oh, I didn't realize that like where I was, it wasn't the thing I should have been in. Or they don't join for a long time because they're like, I got burnt once because I bought a course a long time ago and it was terrible. Or, you know, there was a mentor and they weren't very nice or whatever it is. And so they have to unlearn a lot of things, where you actually just went through the progress where you didn't need to unlearn. You just went straight in. And so the journey was so much easier.
Isn't that the truth? It's like you're reading thoughts from my own brain, dude.
For real. It's so good. Well, it's funny because I've definitely gone through all of that as well. Inside the business map, one thing I actually talk about is I talk about viral giveaways, and viral giveaways are a great way. And actually inside the business map, I talk a lot about like cross-pollinating with other people in your community and expanding your inner circle. So you've gone right ahead and you've created a viral giveaway. We're going to talk a little bit more about the strategy down a little bit, but from your point of view, I want to hear your thought process of going into this. Were you scared of doing it? Were you scared of reaching out to people? Did you think it was going to be this big? Is it more successful than you thought? Is it less successful? I'd love to hear just brain dump of like everything around this little project that you got going on here.
Cool. So basically, I'm never afraid to tell anyone what I'm planning. And it's not really a fear of mine to ask people for things because, like I said earlier, like no one's going to tell me no because one, I don't ask for crazy things. And of course, like who wouldn't want to be involved in this? And so it started because an event planner during Cointober is what I call it, when in the fall when photographers are so busy, we're just making coin. and wanted to do a giveaway. And she had just been starting out. And I was like, those are some great balls you got there. Good for you for asking for what you want. And then it got me thinking, like, I could help other small businesses and women-owned businesses in my small town. Mm. And my town is already like a destination place for wine. So I was like, I'm just gonna do a giveaway of an elopement and it's gonna be fun. And then I started asking a local resort if they wanted to host the elopement. And I don't know how long I've been doing photography, like a decade now. And I'm well known in my community. So it's very easy for me to reach out to my favorite wedding vendors and be like, who wants to do hair and makeup? Are you available? One of my friends is an esthetician, so she's gonna offer like Hungarian organic facials to the winning couple. And so I kept thinking, like, I eloped myself. What service do I wish that I had? And so I just found the local people who have similar business ethics that I do, which is work hard, give back, love everyone. And I was like, I want to work with you. And it turned into this. Well, now it's $22,000 worth of services. What started out to be like $5,000 worth of services. Everyone wants in. So
that's the big giveaway. $22,000.
So far in counting.
Wow. It's awesome.
Yeah. 20 grand. So it comes with like, we have an officiant. It's going to be like legal. We have the venue. We have live musicians. There's a local touring company. The day before, they're going to do like wine tastings and restaurant tours. It's great. And I'm like, well, dang it. Now what am I going to do? I need to get the word out to everyone. We're talking to Alaska Airlines, like, can you please donate 2 round-trip domestic flights for anyone? So we can, I don't want someone not to be able to sign up just because they can't get here.
Hey, so just rewinding a little bit, you talked about like you reach out to everybody and everyone says yes. Did you have anyone that said no or anyone that was hard at all?
No.
Or just like straight up yes? And if it is all yes, tell me, you said you've been in the industry for 10 years. Like, how did you grow a reputation where people will say yes?
My main thing is showing up authentically as I am right now in this very moment. And I also do boudoir photography and fine art nude photography. And a lot of the people in my town know me as the person about self-love. And I don't know, like, I'm a happy person. I'm a joyful person. And when people are around joy, they become joyful. And more people want to be around that. So, of course, they want to work with me. And that's my reputation, is Annalise is sweet and strange. We love working with her. So I just ask my favorite people and then, yeah.
When you were being kind to people in the industry and building this reputation, did you do it because you had a reason and you knew that down the track, maybe you're going to do a giveaway or you can leverage that community? Or were you just doing it because you were running a business the way that you wanted to run a business and the way that you wanted to be treated in your industry?
Basically. And also the latter of the two options. I'm just me. I'm just Annalise. And I'm Annalise regardless of whether I'm taking your pictures or not. Like, what you see is who you, this is like this me. So I'm not thinking about being kind to people for future gain. I'm just being kind because I'm a kind person. And I'm not one to like, when I get more, I'm going to build this really big wall. But instead, like, when I have more, I'm going to build a longer table and invite more people. That's what I want. Community over competition. Let's all get together. Let's love each other. Let's make the world a better place.
You know, I just ask this question because I know a lot of people always ask me, I get this question all the time. It's like, Jai, what if I'm putting all this effort into the community and no one pays attention? Or what if like I get nothing back from it? Or what if, and so they're kind of doing it for the wrong reason. And I'm like, well, you never know where your kindness goes when you show up and you put in effort, no matter where it is. And a lot of times like people get scared that someone's going to take advantage of them or whatever it is. But I honestly think like, if you have your self-worth, no one can take advantage of you because you will say no when the time is right and you'll do the things that you need to do, but you're also showing up for yourself. And that's first and foremost, regardless of the paycheck or if you, you know, regardless of anything else, what the opportunity is going to be on the outcome, because you can go to bed at the end of the night and say like, I did my best today and that's that is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of blunt to say, but if you're being nice to people just so they can get something, I believe that's called narcissism, or I don't know. I can't even fathom that. Like, let's just give back because it's the right thing to do. Like, give back to your community because you would do it anyway.
Totally. If anyone wants a really good book on this, it's called Give and Take from Adam Grant as well. So great book to read on give and take. I highly recommend to anyone listening. So going back to this giveaway here, is this something that you're thinking straight off the bat, like, I want to get some more leads for the new year? Or is it kind of like, this is for your marketing? Or tell me, was it getting more brand exposure? Was it to expand your network? So, you know, tell me the reason why.
I feel like I should say yes to those really strategic questions. But really, the reason I wanted
to have fun?
Yeah, I have a hell of a good time, you know? And I want to work with my favorite people. And like, if the way that we're doing this giveaway is you have to submit a 2 to 5 minute video as to why you think you as a couple deserve this $22,000 giveaway. Wow. And we're going to have the community, like all the vendors get to pick their favorite. So there'll be a top 10. And then from that, there's going to go community voting. Like, who deserves $1,000 worth of an elopement package? Like, this isn't like a random winning pick. This is like, who is the coolest couple who really deserves this experience?
Is there a certain criteria that you're going through for the, or is it literally just going based on merit and, you know, them sharing their story?
Basically, like, each vendor is going to pick who they think should be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be like, there's a lot of vendors we have. And
it'll be like a point system almost.
Yeah,
the vendor gets the most points at the end. It's like, well, you're the winner.
Exactly. Like, you must really deserve this. Because it's like the ultimate give back.
You know, doing it this way, this is really innovative, I think. This is not what I've taught in the business map. This is taken to a whole nother level, and I really love this. What you've done is you've gamified it as well. And gamification is one of the best marketing things you can do because it brings everybody on board. It's no longer just a collaboration of like, you're choosing a winner. You're bringing everyone in on choosing the winner, and then you're putting it out to your community as well to help choose that winner. So the gamification is extreme in this. And so that is always a good indicator for viral marketing. So I love that.
I love accidentally doing cool things.
I just thought
it was like a fair way to judge it. But I love that it's turning into gamification because you're so right. Like, everyone loves to play the games.
It's almost like a reality TV show, but it's like through social media or however that you're marketing it, you know? And it's real life.
I got the idea from, well, like, partially from my imagination, but also from Denise Duffield Thomas, who wrote, what did she write? So many books, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. And she entered a wedding giveaway and she like manifested her way to winning. I'm going to make it Annalise worthy. And like, so far, I've already reached out to our local tourism board, our local chamber of commerce, they're already sharing it. And reaching out to local newspaper editors in different states who don't have anything positive to share. Like, this is a front page story. Like, who deserves a $22,000 adventure wine country elopement? Let's get the word out.
Yeah. And there's so many people that people would want to vote for too, to like put their names forward. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of service workers, a lot of medical workers, you know, there's a lot of people that are going through tough times right now that wish they could have that dream wedding as well. So it's really cool. Now, one thing I just really want to point out, and this is for everyone that's listening, like with marketing, honestly, marketing is the art of standing out. Like, that's really what it is. And so it's really important that we show up and we get to work with marketing without having everything perfect, because we are entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs are the ones that create marketing trends, and without even knowing it or not. So one of the most important things is if you want to stand out, it's like, how can you do something that's completely different to everybody else? And that's the sure way of standing out and creating something that's going to be impactful. So something like this, it becomes newsworthy because everyone's not doing it. And so with our marketing strategies, there's something like this could book a whole year's worth of work. Like, something like one little thing that's a little bit harder can get you so much further. And so with marketing, I always say lazy marketing is going to get you lazy results, and hard marketing is going to get you hard results. And what those two differences are, lazy marketing is like paying for a directory and hoping for the best. You know, it's like, I just ran a Google ad and I hope for the best. And as lazy marketer, you didn't have to get off your chair. You didn't have to get uncomfortable. You didn't need to talk to anyone. You didn't need to change anything in your business. There was nothing you needed to do. Where hard marketing is like, you know, you're going out there knocking on doors, you're picking up the phone, you're writing emails, you're expanding, you're thinking of different ways that you can do it, and you're putting more time and energy into it. Now, the thing is too, is lazy marketing costs you more money, where hard marketing is going to cost you more time. And so everyone always goes for lazy marketing, even when they don't have money. So lazy marketing really is like paying for those ads, paying for whatever it is, especially direct listings. Like, what a waste of money, all these things. And then when you go to hard marketing, it's all about that grit. It's like showing up and having a coffee with somebody, having a coffee with a friend, going to a venue, cross-pollinating in some way, you know. So doing that kind of stuff is always going to get you so much further. It's just most people, 99% of people, will not do it because it's hard work. So well done, I want to say to you. And I also want to explain that to the audience so in that way they can really see this difference between, you know, us trying to go viral on Instagram or us creating something like this. Because it really is hard marketing that can get you some really good results.
Yeah. And I'd rather, like what you said, like, why would you pay money to be part of a directory? Like, I don't want to be like everyone else. Actually, that's one of my greatest fears, is blending into the crowd. Like, I have nightmares about that, where everyone's gray and I'm gray too. And I'm like, oh God, I can't do this. Like, I want to be standing out, because, like, I'm a redhead. Like, I was born to stand out. So,
hey, what Enneagram are you?
Ironically, you already guessed it. I'm an Enneagram 4, but my wing is in 5. And my husband is a 5 with the wing 4. We're like...
So fours always want to stand out, right? They want to be different.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's so cool.
And poetic. And like, feely.
So, have you got some questions for me about this giveaway?
Dude, I totally do. Okay, I would like to know, I've been like... the squeaky penguin gets the fish, like the squeaky wheel gets the oil. I have been pestering lovingly all of the newspaper editors that whose emails I can find.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the next thing to do? Like, how do I start reaching out to news stations? Do I start showing up at the news station door with a freaking clipboard? I'm like, I will do that. I used to work in phone sales, so like, I have no fear of being on the phone or talking to people. Yeah. They're all fascinating. And I just like, what's the coolest next thing I can do?
Hey, Make Your Breakers. If you want to download a workbook for today's episode, just go to jialong.co/260. That's jialong.co/260. You can download it and you can fill in all the little sections for your goals so you can have a successful 2024. Basically, you're looking for a PR stunt. It's like looking for a PR agency, usually is the someone that you contact and they have the connections and then they can do this kind of stuff. The problem is with getting a PR publicist, it's quite expensive a lot of the times, not only for them, but a lot of the times, like a lot of like news articles, there are people that will charge you for those things as well. Like a lot of it, you think it's just all free, but a lot of it is not free actually, especially like the big ones with the big reputations and stuff. So things that I would do. One thing was with the news and everything, which is really interesting, is it only takes one person to pick up the story for it to go across everything. And so when I think about that, then it's like, I just need to know the one person, or I need to contact the right one person. And then that one person, once they get it in there, then you can show it to other articles, like, or there you will see it depending on the size of it, or you can like push it forward to other people. So I think that's really important. What you're already doing is what you're supposed to do. Like, I honestly would do the same thing that you're doing. I'd literally just get on the phone and just like start contacting and sharing the story, emailing it out to everyone. And volume is in your favor. So I'd be going full volume and just contacting as many people as possible. Like, if you spend a day just like finding emails and then emailing out 100 emails, I think like if you get one person back, you're like, okay, I did it. Like, there it is. That was the one person that I needed. So that's number one. That's like really important. Number two, what I would do for you is like, that's really good. But personally, I'm thinking about like what I would do personally. Personally, I would actually create a whole bunch of content around how you have this giveaway and you want to get it in the news, and you ask your community, how can you do that? Like, who do you know? So if you can do that, it gamifies it even more, because people always want to see the underdog win and people want to be on the journey. So if you brought people in on that journey, you literally could blow up your following really huge as well. If you had, like, I've seen like The accounts that I've seen that's grown the quickest is when they said, I'm going to achieve something over the next 30 days or whatever. Let's see if I can. Because people want to go on the journey. It's either like, I'm going to get a six pack, I'm going to make six figures, like whatever it is, right? And so with this, it's like, you want to blow this thing up and get one deserving couple to get this prize. So every day you could create a reel on that. And like you explaining to me like what you win and how judging goes and what's exciting about it. I actually jumped on your social media and I didn't see that excitement on there. And so what I'm thinking is like, imagine if you explain to me, but you just explain it on a reel and way more than one time, like every day there's a new reel hitting it from a new angle and you can create content for everyone that's actually entered as well. So you can create a reel, say for instance, you talked about that venue that's given doing the giveaway, create a reel and talk about that venue and how much you love that venue and how excited you are that they're part of it and how generous they are of being part of it. And they're also some of the judges, all this kind of stuff. And then you could do a post where you could do a split post so they could post it as well. Or you just email them the reel and say, hey, I just made a piece of content if you want to share it. A lot of people, especially venues, want to share stuff like that because it's a testimonial. Like you're bringing them into the community and it's like an amazing thing. And no matter how small the business is, I would do that for every business. The next thing is not just reels, like there's tons of content that you could create for each person that's actually doing this. So don't think that a post needs to be one post because that's it, especially the way that you're getting people to submit. It's not so much just tagging on one post. So I'd have like big carousels going through to explain the whole steps. And then I would do one branded for each brand that's actually in the giveaway and then send it out to each one of them. So then that way they've got one that they're going to post on their own feed. So it looks like it comes from them and their brand and everything else and explains everything. So if you do that, that's going to get you so much further with this giveaway.
Dude, you're so genius. I knew you were going to be dropping some like epic stuff. I just knew it. The plan is also like one of the main reasons we wanted to have them submit video is because video is the new everything. It was the next everything. And so once we have the final 10, like we're also going to go live with them on all the social media platforms and we'll have them tour with each vendor to get pictures. And like, if you're here, a lot of locals, of course, are applying because they're locals first. You're just freaking genius, Jai. Genius.
Okay, another piece of content which would be really epic and it would surprise everyone. If you started doing carousels on the people that are entering. So for instance, let's say Jack and Jill entered. And then so you could say, hey guys, I want to like highlight and spotlight this couple that entered. Here is why they entered. And here's why I think they deserve it. And then have like a photo of them. You could even have their entry video if you wanted to like on there and stay tuned for more. Don't forget to like put in your entry. And then on the next one, next day, you could do it again, another couple again, and then do it over and over and over. So people get to see the people that are actually entering. Like that would be really cool because then it is like a reality TV show. It's like, oh my God, my favorite is Jack and Jill. Like, you know, so excited for them.
That's also smart because everyone wants to see themselves.
Everyone wants to see themselves.
Genius.
Yeah. So it also shows that you really care. It's not just about you because a lot of the times, like, especially in the photography industry, photographers seem to be very egotistical and they love showcasing themselves only. They're like, okay, only photos of me on my social media account and then very highly curated photos of my clients, but not really. And I actually believe it needs to be the opposite. I'm like, yeah, you can have some photos of you and stuff, but it's like, how can you showcase your clients all the time? Showcase them and showcase the experience that they're experiencing with you. Because then I can see what it's like to work with you and that you actually care about me, not just you being a personal brand and you using my photos for marketing. And like people see that, man, like they really do. And I like have a lot of friends here and they go like, oh, there's a lot of photographers I wouldn't choose that have a lot of followers because like, I don't want to be another marketing material, empty post, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like I want to work with someone that actually cares and someone that's going to get in there and like create a cool experience. The thing is most people, they share the end result, which is like, oh, it's a perfect picture. But if you talk to anyone online, they always say, oh, I'm not a photographer because I take the perfect pictures because I've got an amazing client experience that nobody else can replicate. But I get on their social media account. I'm like, I don't see no experience. I only see perfect pictures.
Right.
And so I'm like, what you say is vastly different to what you're advertising. So you're not getting those clients that you think that you want. And also you're not showing up and you're not actually showing up and doing the thing that you say that you do. Because a perfect experience, imagine if your clients, you highlighted your clients and you made a carousel just about your clients and you shared their story and stuff. That is an amazing experience because like you said, everyone wants to be center of attention or spotlight or acknowledged, or they want to feel loved, they want to feel validated, they want to feel all these things. And so it's the easiest way to make that happen is by doing that. And we got social media accounts where they are obsessing over our work. Imagine if they're seeing themselves on there and you took the time to create and craft a story about them opposed to about me. Hey, Jai, another story to introduce myself again. It's like, who cares, man? You know what I mean?
Personal touch and that like emotional connection between you and your potential clients and you.
Exactly.
And like,
so that's the story they're reading. Instead of saying like, hey, my name's Jai, I drink coffees, I've got a dog, I do this, like I shoot documentary. The story is narrative is like, well, Jai talks about himself a lot. Good for him. He's growing his followers, like good for him or whatever. But what about me? I'm a client. So imagine if the story was like, hey, so I spent my weekend with Jack and Jill. This was incredible. They came to me and they were worried about photography. So I walked them through the process. It wasn't as hard as they think, but I'm also scared in front of the camera. So I fully understood it. And then here's the brief. And did I execute it? And you show some photos of like what happened. And then it's like, oh my God, Jai fucking actually cares. Well, everyone else cares about themselves. Quickly making some notes.
Nothing. Okay. I got to take notes. This is so good. I wish that I could rewind you, but I know that.
Well, you can because it's going to be on the podcast, so you can listen to it 10 times.
Huge. So excited. Falling out of my chair to take notes, everyone.
Well, this is good because, you know, that one of the issues that people have about social media is honestly, is they go, I don't know what to really post or talk about. The reason why I blew up on my social media account, and I don't know if you know this, but my first year of wedding photography, like, you know, I was pretty Insta famous back then, which was like, I remember hitting 500 followers. This is in 2013. Like Instagram's only been around for like a couple years. Like no one was on it. So I had 500 followers and then it quickly grew to 5,000 followers. So I was like Insta famous back then, right?
That's
I had a story. My story was I'm quitting my job. I'm going to shoot weddings in the US for free. Follow along. Check this out. And so people followed it and it got into the news. Like all the blogs featured it because they were like, oh my God, this guy's crazy. Well, everyone else is like talking about how they don't want to be undervalued. And they'll never work for free, blah, blah, blah. Here's a guy publicly saying, I'm going to go and shoot people that deserve it all around the world. And I'm getting myself there. And I'm sleeping on couches and I'm doing whatever I have to do to make that happen. So that story was so compelling that it allowed me to keep showing up and creating and showcasing these people that I was shooting, opposed to like not knowing what to post and then just doing another pretty photo of just like, hey, good weekend this weekend, shot a wedding, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes.
So what you've done here is you've given yourself a whole toolbox now of stuff that you can create content around that's actually really interesting. So I'd hit it from every angle. Like you want the reels, you want the carousels, you want the stories, but you also want like really like even on the stories, literally you saying I've contacted everyone. Like I want to hear that on your stories. Like I just contacted 50 people from different magazines and different news articles and whatever. Like talk about it because this is the stuff that other photographers are like, oh my God, I would never do this. This is crazy. I'm going to watch this. And then your clients are like, whoa, she really cares. Like this is really amazing. I love seeing how her audacity. I love how she's showing up. Like I love her courage. Like, so it shows so many different elements of you and your brand. And also all the people that are not involved in the giveaway all of a sudden will want to be involved.
Who wouldn't want to be involved in this also?
Exactly.
So I think that's good. And so you're saying reels, carousel stories on all social media platforms and then invite people on the journey, basically.
Yeah, invite people on the journey. Like 100% every detail that you told me on this podcast needs to be shared on social media in different ways. And yeah, it's going to help you like think about your storytelling. I don't think anything needs to be perfect, but I think it needs to be shared.
Right. I can do that.
Yeah. So one post is never good enough for something like this because I want you. So this is the way I perceive myself. My name's Jai and I want to be featured on news articles and magazines and the news and stuff. For me, it's pretty damn hard. So what am I going to do about it? Well, I'm going to become the news. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, I need an outlet to publish, which is my social media account, and I need to keep publishing until I get the media and everyone, I get the attention, everyone watches it. Now I am the news. Okay. So with you, instead of like thinking about their platforms, think about your platform and think about how you can become the news. Because if you can become the news, people will follow you, there's a big reason for people to follow you. Like people will follow you, me right now, because there's like tips and tricks and like, oh, someone like Jai's just got this person, you know, for whatever reason. Okay. But they might miss out if they don't follow me, because they're like, oh, what if there's an SEO tip? What if there's a social media tip? Like, what about this? What about that? So for you, with your clients, like you should be the news. And so if you start reporting on like everything in your area, literally the seasons, like what's on trend, you know, how could you save money at a wedding? How could you spend more money? How could you do an elopement? Why would you do an elopement? Like all these different things, this giveaway, who else is involved? Why are they involved? Why did you choose them? You know, so all these reasons, all of a sudden you become the news and then you're the one that people want to get featured by.
You're like blowing my mind, and my creative imagination just had the picture of like me talking about the elopement with like one of those like what are called things on the bottom, and like a suit and a tie, and I am the news. Tune in every night at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. And so the weird thing is, man, like the news cracked it, and so did, you know, it, like I think about like news has done this, and then reality TV has done this really well. And all we have to do is look at that and say, look at what everyone else does on social media. Just look at that. And what they did is the news is like 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock every day. So they repeat, rinse and repeat. You know, you can sit down, you know what's going to happen, right? Same suit, same everything. So if you look at the big entrepreneurs right now, they literally wear the same shirt. They have the same haircut. They do, as in like in every reel, they do this over and over, and it gets comfortable. It's like the news, like, oh man, I'm just going to sit here and watch this. I love this, right? And then the reality TV thing is like, they worked out a long time ago. It's like, oh, no one actually really wants to know me. Everyone wants to know, you know, the people around him. Like Gary Vee does this really well. If you actually look at him, everyone thinks he's like a social media mogul. I'm like, dude, he's just reality TV. He's literally turned his life into reality TV. Like that's why he's got 10 million followers.
He started Wine Library TV back in the 90s on public TV channel. I've been following Gary Vaynerchuk for freaking ever.
Yeah.
That guy, like hearing, he's in my head whenever I like want to start something. Like what's the worst someone could say? No. Like that's what gets me going. I hear
it. I know. And if you look at Gary's content, he's never there saying like, oh, I like coffee and I do this and I'm reintroducing myself. My name's Gary Vee. Everything is about what is he doing and doing for his clients and how he's interviewing people and how he's going around to the next thing and how he's getting angry about someone saying something stupid or whatever it is, right? But it's reality TV. It's like, oh my God, I need to watch the next little bit. And who is he collaborating with and who else is going to be there and everything else. And then he rinses and repeats the same thing. So then that way, it's just like the news. It's like, it's comfortable to watch. It's like, I know what to expect. And so with your content, with social media, literally, if you can think about your social media channel now as the news, like you'll change the game.
I think you just like, again, leveled up my life, and maybe you didn't even know, Jai.
That's good.
Post you see, it's going to be this ginger in a suit and a fake tie being news. You just wait.
That's so good. I love that.
A lot of high energy too. Gosh, this would be so great.
Do you have any last questions about this big giveaway?
I feel like you answered more and then more. Let me think. Is there something sensational that you think I should add that I'm missing from my lineup of vendors?
Not really. Like a lot of things that I think about when I do like giveaways, like with my viral giveaways, of course, I bring in as many people as possible, but I also do a lot of things where it's like, you know, you do a post and say, tag who do you think is going to be interested in this? And then I have a Metapixel on my Instagram, of course, and on my website and everything. And then I do a retarget ad from Meta. So then that way, all the people that get tagged now will be served the ad that I have. So it reminds them or it can show them the giveaway. So doing something like that is like a real simple, easy thing to do. And you probably could put $5 per day on that and it might get you a lot further as well. So something to think about on that, like that's like a little strategy that I love to do. Other little things is like, you know, you already said you're going to go live with other vendors and stuff like that. But yeah, I would be doing that, like scheduling in some live calls with other vendors. And even if there's two people watching it, really doesn't matter. Just that you're showing up, because you're showing up and people following them will see that you're on there with them. And on the micro, remember, like, I know you want to go like US wide with the news and stuff like that, but on the micro, it's all the locals you got to look after because they're the ones that are going to be paying you all the time, right? So getting in front of them, getting in front of two people that are local is better than getting in front of 2,000 people that can't reach you always. So I think about that all the time. And that's why like numbers are not really a thing because someone will go like, well, there's only like three people on here. And I'm like, man, those three people are my dedicated fans that are going to buy something. I'm showing up for them. Where the 30,000 people that watch that reel, like, ain't nothing's coming from that. Okay. So with that perspective shift, of course you got to do both, but it means that you don't mind like diving in and showing up and doing live videos with even the smallest vendors. Like make sure you showcase all of them and don't prioritize just like the biggest glamorous ones. Like you want all of them to have good exposure from this.
Definitely. And most of my business, if not, I would say in a pie chart, 3/4 of the pie is returning clients for me. And awesome. I've never paid for any advertising. So this will be exciting. Imagine what this could unlock.
I mean, advertising is like an amazing thing. Once you hit 6 figures like you have, like advertising to me is scaling. So it's like once you hit 6 figures, hitting 6 figures is really easy without advertising and it's really easy with your inner circle because you don't need to know that many people. Like you said, you got a client base, then it's really easy to do it. But then scaling can be really hard because you need a bigger client base and you need more people to know you. So then doing ads, I think, is the easiest way to get to that point. And so if you're not doing it, you're essentially always leaving money on the table. I always think about that, you know, like if I'm not running ads for me in my business right now, like my business wouldn't be a 7-figure business. It just wouldn't be. And I have so many people arguing with me right now going like, you shouldn't run ads. Is there an easier way to do it? You could do this funnel. You could do that funnel. I'm like, I can do those funnels and run ads. And like, why wouldn't I do all of it? You know, I'm like, what am I here for? Like, this is business and I'm trying to get my name out into the world. And so I'm going to hit all of it. It's all there and it's all really easy to use. And a lot of it's free, you know, with social media and stuff. So, and yeah, of course.
I feel like this is the shift that I needed to hear. And I needed to hear you say it just to like confirm that I'm not as crazy as I think I am for wanting these like exorbitant, is that the word? Unrealistic goals.
Go big. Yeah. Definitely. Unrealistic. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. We're not here just to, you know, wake up and do a 9-to-5. We're here to expand and grow and challenge ourselves and be proud of what we create and take things to a new level and push and fail and everything in between. So that's the life that you signed up for and that's what you're living right now.
Dude, thanks. I legit couldn't be a 6-figure analyst without Business Map. Like, no joke. You're not paying me to say this. He's not paying me to say this, everyone.
Thank you so much, Annalise. And I hope I helped you today with your giveaway and everything. And then, of course, you'll be able to listen back to this on the podcast. And everybody else that's out there that's thinking about doing a giveaway or any kind of like hard marketing, like I talked about before, it's always better to put time and effort into something than just money, because throwing money into something is lazy marketing unless you know what you're doing and you did the hard work to learn that skill. Okay. But like paying a directory listing or something like that is the quickest way to get rid of your money. And in fact, you could just wire it to me if you want. Like you might as well. So yeah, that's my advice. And can people come over to your social media account and see some of the
things? Sure, bring some friends too. Yeah.
How do we find you?
My name is hard to spell, but it's Annalise Page Photography. Annalise Page Photography. And you can also find me if you're in for fine art news or you like boudoir at Walla Walla Boudoir.
If anyone's got any questions about the business, Matt, can I slide into your DMs as well?
Oh, sure. I'll tell them the truth, though. Don't reach out to me if you don't want me to tell you the truth.
There you go. You heard it firsthand. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I will see everybody next week.